You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 154, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. And yes, I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the Podcasting Queen. Now, my guest today says, how your life began does not determine your future. You have the power to choose your destiny and live a victorious, abundant life. Joining me on today's show is Shelley Ann Brown. Over a decade in the field of economics and finance, Shelley Ann detoured from pursuing legal practice in financial law to founding Your Best by Faith, Inc. in 2017, out of a passion to help others become all God deposited in them and empower them to succeed. Shelley Ann has been on a mission since, serving as CEO, doing both vision pioneering as well as service delivery in a range of areas, including empowerment by faith teachings, life breakthrough coaching, success training, tailored solutions, corporate consulting, charity, and more. Now, on today's show, Shelley Ann is going to share that she thinks it is crucially important that you know who you are and whose you are. Your destiny is birthed by your decisions. And she also says that you must both activate and ignite your faith to succeed. Faith is activated by belief, but ignited by your actions in accordance with what you believe. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much to have having me, Anne Marie.
Oh, you are so welcome.
I'm really happy to be here and to just share what the Lord has done in my life and just to be a blessing to others if I can be. Yeah. So I'm just looking forward to every question that you have and to just having a wonderful time with you as
well. Yeah, me too. Take us back to the time when you were studying, as we said in the introduction, you were studying in law, and then you decided, you know what, in economics and finance, I beg your pardon. And then you decided, I want to found Your Best by Faith. What was going on at that time? Take us back to that journey.
Man, that was a long journey. That journey would have taken me probably over a decade because I studied economics and finance a while back. That was about 2006 that I completed my master's degree in economics, and I started working the year after. So I've been in the field for a while. And after about a year or two of work in the field, I decided that I wanted to go deeper into regulation, that I wanted to do. I think I was good at what I did, but that's what I heard. And so, you know, I'm a very detailed person and I think deeply. And so I had this vision that, you know, I want to help to solve problems. And so I wanted to go deeper and help with financial regulation. So I decided that I would start studying law to go in that area. And so I continued working though full time because I had a life to live and bills to pay and everything. So practically I just decided to keep working and study at the same time. So I was doing both full time. And so I was in the field working professionally at a high level, I would say. And I had completed my law degree. Then I came to the United States. I'm originally from Jamaica. And I came to the United States in 2015. But I came to go to Bible school because by 2011, I recommitted my life to the Lord. I grew up in the church and everything, but after a while, I just completely drifted and I just thought I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't bother to try. But I recommitted my life to the Lord. And while studying law, I was very much a Christian by that time. And so I just kind of saw how God worked in my life during that period, the things that He did, that He brought me through, and actually some miracles that took place during that time too. And I just said to myself, I am going to give a year of my life completely to God, to just seek Him about my next step, because I had completed a law degree by 2015 at the end of the year. And I said, okay, the next step is practically to do the bar exam and to practice. But I wanted to give my time to the Lord. And I didn't understand at the time why I was even doing it. I just felt compelled to put some time aside. And so I started to do research on where I could go to study, study ministry, and to just sit in God's presence for a while. And I found Christ for the Nations Institute in Dallas, Texas. And they also had scholarships on, which was important for me too. And so I applied, and I got when I got a full scholarship, and I came in. And when I came in, I don't know, God just did something in my life. There was a lot of transformation. There was a lot of understanding of my life, where I'm coming from, where I'm going. And I just want to add, I'm a child of rape. I came in the world because of rape. And that was something that was difficult for me to understand, especially I found out as an adult. And so I lived a lot of my life almost like I was living a lie, because I thought other things about myself, only to find out something that was quite contrary. And in a sense, that's like a big betrayal. And so you can kind of understand what I must have gone through and what that would do to any person. I felt like in terms of identity, I was lost. I was in a place of, what am I here for? What is the sense of all of this? I'm going through too much. I don't understand. What am I here? You know, and so I started to ask the Lord a lot of things. And I think bit by bit, he was putting the pieces together, even though I didn't understand. That's what he was doing at the start. But he was putting the pieces together. And each time I took a step of faith, he would show me more. So when I came to Christ for the Nations, their motto actually is, we're a dream, find direction. And my dreams found direction. Because somewhere along the lines, the thoughts that I had of myself, the things I wanted to do, they started to come together, and words started to drop in my spirit, like the word breakthrough. And I didn't understand what breakthrough was at the time, but it just kept coming to me and kept coming to me. And I would write them down. And then I also got married while I was here, which was very quick. I found the love of my life and the type of person that I've been looking for all of these years. And he's a minister, and he works at the school as well. And so when we started to sit down and started doing vision planning for both of our lives, he would ask me, so what do you want to do? And I told him, I want to go back to school and do the bar in Texas so that I can practice, because I still had that view. It's just that now I thought, okay, I'm going to combine my area of focus in law with the other purposeful things to help people. And that's what I thought, but the details were not there yet. And so I applied to law school. I got through to a very prestigious university with a scholarship to go. I got married in 2016. My first acceptance letter was for August 2016. I did not go because I just got married. It was so much going on, the transitions in my life. They gave back the scholarship to me the next year to come in, which was, I thought that was miraculous. And I thought, yes, I'm going to go. And again, by that time, I was starting to deal with some transitions too, in terms of my status here in the United States and just working on my life balance and health and everything. The time came, I got through with every single thing. I had the finances worked out, the process put down. All I had to do was just tell the director of the program that I was coming in. And I think it was 2 weeks before school started, they emailed me and asked me if I was coming in. And I just told her no. And I cried, I wept. Because it felt like a piece of me was being torn, literally, because I had this goal for so long. I worked so hard. I did so well in school when I was back home. And I had such high hopes to, you know, start practicing. But the more you start obeying the voice of the Lord, is the better things get for you. And even though it's difficult to accept the transitions when they come, I've learned that if you just submit to his voice and listen to what he's saying, he will guide your steps in ways that are even better than you plan. And so about a month or two after I turned down the offer to go in, and after weeping over it, I cried. I literally cried in my living room, and I prayed, and I was praying the spirit. I was like, God, what's going on in my life? One day, I started to write down some thoughts that God was just, you know, placing in my mind constantly. And I started to write again about breakthrough and about helping people. And one day early in the morning, I woke up literally in the middle of the night, but it was morning, and I woke up and the Lord was telling me, you know, start helping people where you are right now. You're going through a process. This is not a setback to say you're a failure or whatever it is. Start helping people at the place where you are. And so I decided to just put myself out there on Instagram, where I had a personal account at the time. I said, I'm going to just tell persons that I'm available to coach them freely, just to give them any form of coaching they need freely and to mentor them freely. And a couple of persons signed up for it. And while I was helping them, it just felt so purposeful. Mm-hmm. It's almost like I'm so used to this career thing, this big career thing, and of being a professional and having a career and earning a lot of money and having respect and this and that and that. And it's like I lost myself, but I found back myself in a deeper place. Mm-hmm. Because now when I started to listen to their problems, I found that the answers were already there. And a lot of the answers, they're inspired by the Spirit, but a lot of them came from a place of knowledge, of knowing how things work and how things connect and so on. And so I found this deep peace. And I said to my husband one day, babe, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to register a nonprofit, and I'm going to call it Your Best by Faith, because I believe that through God, we can become our best and live our best lives by faith. And I want to help people. And so I just started to write those things down, put a few thoughts together, and decided to start doing a blog around it. The blog became a website that I created myself. And then in 2 months' time, I just sent an application, and it was an act of faith. And so, you know, through that process, there came this relief, this pressure that I placed on myself, that I had to practice law, that I had to be a lawyer in the sense of, you know, the plans that I've made and how the world sees it. I had to relieve myself of that burden that I placed on myself, and to accept that, look, this is about God's plan and his work in your life. It's not about what you want. Mm. So that's why one of the things that I had sent to you when you asked, you know, what are the things that you want to share with people? The first one was know who you are and know whose you are. Yes. Because when you know your identity, that it is founded in Christ, and when you know that you belong to him, that you're a heir of his promises, it empowers you to step into this true life and to step into your purpose and to have the confidence to walk the life that he created for you. And sometimes the life he created for you, you have to figure it out. I mean, he will show it to you, but you have to give it time, give it air, and give it the effort to really say, okay, God, I believe in you. And the second point is that your destiny is birthed by your decision. So I'm going to put you first, and I'm going to trust you 100% with my life, that even when it hurts me, that I know that you have the best interest for my life at heart, and that you're going to work things out for my good and for your glory. And so that's the path I had to take. And, you know, I'm still new in the business in terms of having a nonprofit. I mean, it's not new for me professionally, but it's new for me because this is now something I'm doing on my own, that I have to pioneer, that I have to come up with. How am I going to offer these services? What mechanism am I going to use? How am I going to prevail? How am I going to serve? You know, I have to come up with these things for myself. So that's new. But I find that my journey, you know, the things that confused me before about who I was, the hardships I've gone through, the losses that I've had because of, for example, not having parents the way that I should. My mom was also mentally ill at one point. I have a story. I mean, we could talk about my story instead of doing the interview.
You know what? Yes. As you're sharing that, let me jump in there. There are so many insights in there. And I think for many people who maybe have or they're in a situation where expectations were placed on them, because sometimes, I mean, in your situation, you had expectations that you placed on yourself, yet through God's leading and his direction, you've now taken another area to one I'm sure that you could agree that is just far more purposeful and has far more meaning to you than, say, a corporate would have done. And God knows you so well. I mean, he created you and knitted you together and knows, you know, how you tick. But for people listening, it's such a relief, if you will, in that we just need to release any form of guilt or doubt or shame, because sometimes, you know, it is standing up against your parents' and saying, you know what, I know that we've all, you're a lawyer and granddad was a lawyer or whatever it is, an accountant, yet I feel called, or that my purpose is this area. And sometimes that can follow us around like a, you know, a shadow, if you will, or a dark cloud. And it's, let's just release it. If it's God's will, then he will certainly see. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Let's talk about your destiny is birthed by your decisions. Share more about that.
Yeah, you know, you either want to fulfill the destiny that God has for your life or you don't. If you really want to fulfill the destiny that he has for you, you have to decide that you want it. Mm. So it is birthed by decisions. And so the first thing you have to do is decide that you want it. When you do decide that you want it, you will start finding that you've given yourself the unction to make faith steps, to take faith steps that will take you there bit by bit. And that begins really with the principle of putting God first. Mm. It's saying, Lord, you are the God of my life, and I'm going to put all of everything in your hand because you have a great plan for me and your promises for my life. They're yes and amen. And I trust you with it, that you will make a way even where there is none in my mind. And even, you know, if there is no understanding of it, even if I don't have all of the pieces of the puzzle, mm-hmm. that you're going to put those pieces together and make it clear for me. But you have to decide that you want it. And then you have to make decisions that are aligned to your purpose. And each time you make a decision that is aligned with your purpose is really taking you on the path to your destiny. Mm-hmm. You know, so I really, and this is something I strongly believe in now, that you have to let go and let God.
Yeah.
It sounds cliche because people always say that.
But it's true.
You really have to let go. Yeah. I mean.
Well, when you're talking about letting go, what are the things? Because it's sometimes, well, all of the time, I think, you know, we say these things and remind us of these things. But saying it and then actually taking action, as you say, you know, decision or deciding and then taking action. What are some things that you did? Do you have some Bible verses that you find that you continue to gravitate towards and remind yourself of? What are some of the things that you do that really helps you decide and then take that action?
Yeah. Before I go to the Bible verse, you were just saying, you know, for example, you place a pressure on yourself. Your family could place a pressure on you. Sometimes, too, the people around you can place a pressure on you unknowingly. A lot of times it's not a bad pressure. It's that they see a quality in you, that there is a gift in you. Like somebody will see you and think, okay, you are, say, Anne-Marie, I believe that you will really help people in their business by, you know, doing a podcast or whatever it is. And they see a greatness in you. And they see how you function and how you operate with excellence and, you know, the commitment that you have to your causes and everything. And people will be like, man, she, I mean, one of the things I used to get a lot is, man, you're going to be a great lawyer. You're going to be a great lawyer. I think, you know, and then the type of person I go into details. I don't leave stones unturned. Mm. And I'm a problem solver. So when I would do well in school and then people would see me operate, they'd be like, you're going to be a great lawyer. Can't wait. When people say those things to you, they're planting a seed of like, yes, I'm going to be great. I can do this. So it's kind of like when you step away from that, you're like, oh, but what about, you know, what about the great lawyer that people thought I was going to be, that I thought I was going to be, you know, and you picture yourself solving cases and stuff like that, and then none of it comes to pass. It's not easy. It's again, before the scriptures, it's a case of putting your physical man under subjection to the spirit. And it's painful.
Yeah,
because as I said, I cry, and I don't know why I was crying, because I know it was gonna be okay, but it was painful in the flesh, because in my flesh I wanted it so much and I worked so hard for it. And I thought that, I even one time thought that that's what God wanted for me, because he kept opening the doors. But what he was doing was laying the foundation and opening different doors so I could step through them. So he would show me more and then lead me to the right place. So even when you're making the destiny decisions, a lot of time, step by step, it may seem like you're going in a particular direction, and then God does this. No, go left, then go right, go left, then, you know? And so you have to just let go. But the scriptures that really, really are a blessing to me, there are many. I study the scriptures a lot because I spend so much time in the Word. again, I've been through so much in my life. I've let go of the past. I've let go of the sinful life 100%. I live by the Spirit 100%. I truly believe in it with my heart and my soul. It's only because of God why I'm alive. Mm. It's only because of God why I have a sense of purpose. It's only because of God why I'm even physically healed and healed in my soul and not bitter and miserable and hateful of everything and everybody. And he had to take me to a place of restoration. So I keep turning to the scriptures constantly. One of them is Ephesians 1 verse 3. And it says that he has blessed you with spiritual blessings in the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. And I keep thinking about that. And that's why I talk about faith so much, because your blessings, the things that he has for you, they're in the spiritual realm. You then have to claim them by how the word tells you to go about and claim them. And we'll get to the step on how to do that just now, in a bit. But another is on the same book of the Bible, Ephesians 1, verse 11 to 14. It says that we have an inheritance in Christ, mm-hmm. because we were chosen, we were predestined before time, right? Yeah. According to the plans of the one who works everything in accordance to his will, which gives me comfort that, you know, God wanted me in this world and he has a purpose for my life, that he's working everything according to his plans for me in accordance with his will for my life, and that he's given me the Holy Spirit. I was sealed with the Holy Spirit because I have a faith in Jesus Christ. Mm. And it's the Holy Spirit, it tells you in verse 14, that is an indicator, that's a deposit, mm-hmm. is a guarantee. The word says is a guarantee for your inheritance, which is so important for us to take note that you must live by the Spirit to get what God has for you.
Yeah.
I like Psalms 145 verse 18, the Lord is near to those who call on him, to those who call on him in truth. You see, you can go through so much and you can feel pain. Mm. You can feel like you're having setbacks. Even in business, you can start out and it's difficult. You need the funding, you need the resources, you need people to come along, you need to be recognized, so many things. You can feel like, man, it's not working at all, you know? But if you call on the Lord and you call on him in truth, you say, Lord, remember the promises that you have for me. I feel down. I feel broken. I feel like nothing is working. Those are just feelings. It's okay to confess them. But then you say, Lord, show me now what to do so that I can lift myself up. And then you tell your soul, now you're going to listen and be obedient to God's words. Get up and start acting by faith. You know, so I love scriptures that are empowering and that tells me of the victory I have in Christ. Like 1 John 5:4-5, it tells you that those who overcome the world and are victorious are those persons who trust in the Lord. John 15:7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, whatever you ask that you desire, you will have it. It also says in verse 5 that if you abide in him and he abides in you as the vine and you being the branch, guess what? You will bear good fruit. Sometimes when you plant a seed, it takes a while for, you know, the seed to reach up onto the earth where it's showing that something is taking place. But the seed is planted. And sometimes it's important for us to have faith and to believe that even though you're not seeing what is happening under the earth, under the ground, in the spirit, where you've planted this seed of faith, that God is working on it and that it will come to pass, it will manifest, and the breakthrough that you're seeking in your life, in your business, in your career, in your profession, whatever, it will come to pass. So those are some of the scriptures. Beautiful. I have more, but let's get to another question.
Let's just say from Genesis right through to Revelation, great stuff in there. Take your pick. I love that. Just seriously, I'm just going to sit back and let you share. Amazing. But let's talk about, this is so important, and you said you're going to share some more here about activating and igniting your faith to succeed. Why is this so important?
I think that people's perception of faith is not complete. And I'm happy that I have understanding of it. And the reason why is because I decided to teach Bible studies on the subject. In teaching it, I have learned so much for myself that there are things that I took for granted or overlooked, or, you know, I simplified it too much and didn't get the depths of what it was saying, of what the scriptures are saying. But, you know, if you look at Romans 10, verse 6 to 17. It says to you that it is with the heart that you believe and are justified, but it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. And it says, those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. They will not be put to shame. It's giving you a principle of how faith works. Mm-hmm. It is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Now, you believe in your heart, right? That's where faith is activated, because faith is belief. Mm-hmm. But for your faith to be turned on, for the thing that is happening in the spirit to move from the spirit to the physical realm, to manifest, to show in your life, the part where the salvation comes, where God intervenes and works on your behalf and shows the benefit of your activated faith, you must speak the things that you believe. Mm. So whatever you believe in your heart, you must align it with your words and with your actions. So that it is ignited. It's like putting fire to the flame, you know, so that the things that you believe for, it's not just, oh, you know, I believe that I'm going to, you know, go to Disney World, or, you know, I believe so and so. You could believe and just sit there. But faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
And a lot of people know that one. And they also know that means I must do something about it. But the principle I think that a lot of people miss is in Romans 10. It's telling you, you believe in your heart, right? But it's with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. So therefore, for you to succeed in anything, for God to come through for you, for his salvation to come, and salvation comes from the Greek word sozo, which means to literally save in the sense that we know it. It also means to rescue a person from destruction. It also means to restore to wholeness. That could mean any area of your life, to restore your finances to wholeness, your life to wholeness, your business to wholeness, whatever it is. It means also to be preserved. So when you call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved, meaning he will go out there and start working on your behalf, because you are now using the principle that he gave you to use, and he wants you to use a principle. So you believe in your heart, then you say, Lord, I believe you, but now I believe that the session with Anne-Marie is going to go well. And I've said that before. I don't care what happens, it's going to go well. I'm speaking it into being. Then when it starts, I let go and just let it go, because I know that the Holy Spirit is working on my behalf, that I've put it into being in the spiritual realm, and that in the spiritual realm, everything is being aligned to God's words. And therefore, it will manifest in whatever I'm doing. So I feel like if you have a business, you should speak God's word over your business every day. The same way how you would speak God's word over your life. Every day, I speak God's words over my business, and I prophesy over my business, and I bless my business every day. And every time I pray also for my business. It sounds ridiculous, but it's God's word that you are to speak what you believe. So I speak, I do this to people too. Every time I minister to people, I speak words of declaration into them, because it's sowing seeds in the spirit that will reap if they believe it, and if they themselves also profess it. So I think one of your keys to success is speaking the word of God into every area of your life, including your business.
It's so important. And it's such a reminder of what we are speaking into that, and what we are declaring, and who we allow in our community to speak.
Yes.
Because sometimes a comment that someone shares can sow a seed of doubt.
Yes.
And I don't think it's ridiculous that you pray for your business. Why would we not pray for our businesses? I mean, we are growing kingdom businesses, and I think it's so important. Such a great reminder. And I'm really thankful for you sharing that, because there's a book that I'm reading. One of my mentors is a you know, deeply committed Christian, and from even a scientific point of view, and I mean, God created us, it's proven that the words that we speak has an impact in the neuro pathways in our brain. And the more we speak negatively, it's like the example that they give is, you imagine the motorways, freeways, if you call them. Now, the more we speak a certain whatever comment, It creates a little pathway, and then it gets stronger and stronger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And so if we're completely undermining our businesses, it's probably not going to work or whatever, that is speaking that truth into us, even though it is a mistruth. But as you say, we need to be mindful about what we speak. And, the neural pathways in our brain are listening continuously to what we're saying. God says renew your mind every single morning. What are we feeding our brains? There's a biblical passage there that confirms
and there's also an understanding from the scriptures that your body follows your spirit. Whatever you feed your spirit, that is what your body will follow. Whatever you allow to be absorbed in your soul, it will filter into your body. So you're right.
It's
whatever
so
you're
true.
Causing to clutter your soul, which is bad and negative, your body will start manifesting it. So you're
so
right
true.
On that one.
Shelly-Ann, oh my goodness. I think I've whoo. Amazing. Share more. How can people find out more about you, your work that you do, and the best way to connect with you?
Okay, well, the as Anne-Marie shared, the organization's name is Your Best by Faith, Inc., and it's at www.yourbestbyfaith.com. You can call us by just dialing our number 214-431-5095, or you can send us an email. It's yourbestbyfaith@gmail.com. Then on social media, everything is at Your Best by Faith, and you can't forget it. If you believe that your best is by faith, then you won't forget what this organization is about, and you won't forget where to find us. Just go into the internet and go to Google or something. Your Best by Faith is the only organization with that name. I researched it, and God gave it to me and said, this is going to be your stamp. So, that is the name. You can find us anywhere on social media. You can send us an email. You can send a prayer request on the website. I look forward to always hearing what persons have to say, to hearing their needs, to speaking to persons. I also like to have engagements like this to just share my heart with persons whenever I get an opportunity to. I think it's a blessing, what God has done in my life. And so this is not just about service. This is also about serving people, to uplift people and to be there for persons, even if it's a word of encouragement. If that's all I can do for someone and they can't take a service, I'm happy to do it.
Fantastic. It's been such a pleasure and honor. And of course, we'll put all of the contact details on how you can connect with Shelly-Ann on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE154. Shelly-Ann, one of the things that I'm doing for all of my guests, and I would be so honored to do that for you today, is just to finish the show with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today? Okay, let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to hear from Shelly-Ann today, her story, Lord, and how you have directed her path, led her through to now opening up this not-for-profit, but the work that she is now doing with those who are stepping into her program. Father God, we just want to thank you for Shelly-Ann's words, for her reminders, and just who she is. And, I just pray for your continued blessing on her life. Father, as she said, sometimes, and for those who are listening and watching today, sometimes there are situations where you want us to go in a completely different direction that we had originally thought. But Lord God, when we lean into your word, when we really do seek you first and what you want for our lives, we know that we can step through and say yes to you confidently, because you've already got that all mapped out already. So we just want to thank you that we were reminded of that today. Father God, we love you, and we just pray again for your continued blessing and favor on the work that Shelly-Ann is doing. And we ask this all in the precious name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I've got a bit of a break in between this and the next guest, but I've got some journaling to do, lots of great things that you shared. And I think, that's one of the reasons why I started this platform. There are so many different stories and journeys where we can see God's hand. And so often we feel isolated, because that is a MO of the enemy, is to isolate us and have us feel that we are the only ones experiencing that. Or as you said, and we could dive into a whole other topic around your identity, the enemy wants us. But you know what? God completely had it all planned out, because now you're speaking into the life, you're speaking light, truth, hope, possibility through Christ, that no matter where we have come from, and I think that's how we started, that where you have come from, how life began, does not determine your future. But you know what? It does in God's plan. Your future is so awesome, and everything, you know, of course, we need to lean into Him, and that's such a great reminder. So thank you for, you know, stepping out courageously and sharing that. I know that you've spoken some real truth and hope into the lives of many. So thanks again.
Thanks for having me. And I just pray a blessing on your podcast and everything that you do. I think this is really instrumental. It really can be helpful to businesses and to persons who are entrepreneurs. You know, I know how difficult it can be, you know, as well. And as you said, it's the voice of the enemy when people think that they are, you know, alone, and the things that they're going through and experiences that they have, they're the only ones facing these things. And so this is a great avenue for persons to just really see and hear from others and be built up in their spirit. Yeah, as well.
Fantastic. So, thank
appreciate
you.
It. I enjoyed it.
Me too. All right. And I'm sure this is probably one of many conversations that we have had. We will have. I am sure.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.